In its more than 1,400-year existence, Hagia Sophia in Istanbul has meant many things to many groups of people. The building served for centuries as the main religious center for Christians in the Byzantine Empire. Under Ottoman rule, it was used as an Islamic religious center. Today, it serves as a museum. Millions of people visit the famous domed structure each year. UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, recognizes it as a World Heritage Site. Now, the 6th century building is at the center of a heated debate between nationalist, conservative, and religious groups. Some people want Hagia Sophia returned to Muslims so they can use it as a mosque. Others want it to remain a museum. Observers say this debate represents Istanbul's importance as a bridge between continents and cultures. On July 2nd, Turkey's Council of State began studying a request by a group seeking to change Hagia Sophia back into a mosque. The group making that request wants to cancel a 1934 decision by the Council of Ministers. That decision turned the historic structure into a museum. At the time, the head of the group was Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, the founder of modern Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan leads a political party that is closely allied to Islamic groups. He has spoken before about possibly changing Hagia Sophia's status to a mosque. Some observers say they believe he is using the Hagia Sophia debate to strengthen his support with voters and to draw attention away from Turkey's economic problems. An expert on Turkey notes that this is not just a debate about a building. Soner Çaptay works for the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, a research group based in the United States. He also wrote a book called Erdogan's Empire. Çaptay says Atatürk established Hagia Sophia as a museum to create a secular Turkey. And nearly 100 years later, he continued, Erdogan is trying to do the opposite. Çaptay said that Erdogan feels the pressure of popular support lessening. Çaptay said he believes the Turkish leader may want to use the debate issue to win back political support. But Çaptay said that will only bring voters back temporarily. If Erdogan does not deliver economic growth, Çaptay added, he may not be able to win elections as he did in the past. Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I is considered the spiritual leader of the world's Orthodox Christians. In early July, he noted that Hagia Sophia served as a place of worship for Christians for 900 years and for Muslims for 500 years. He added that as a museum, Hagia Sophia can serve as a place of peaceful coexistence of peoples and cultures, and a unity between Christianity and Islam. Islamic groups, however, strongly object to the building's use as a museum. Large crowds gathered outside Hagia Sophia on May 31st, the anniversary of the city's capture by Ottoman forces. They prayed and demanded that it be restored as a place of Muslim worship. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has urged Turkey to keep the famous structure as a museum. In a statement, he said Hagia Sophia has a rare ability in the modern world to serve humanity as a much-needed bridge between those of differing faith traditions and cultures. A change in its status, he added, will lessen that ability. I'm Anna Mateo.